We got to get to the feed in a second. What you need to know to start your day is coming up with Team PXY on 98PXY. But had to talk to the guy that just called into us. Got him on hold right now. You didn't care if we put him in the voice changer, but I'm not going to say his name. Probably for the best. You have one of the most insane revenge cheating stories I think I've ever heard of in my entire life. And I've been doing this for 12 years now. I've heard a lot of insane stories. Yours is crazy. So walk us through this. There's a lot.
All right. So this is like 3 years back. I started dating this girl. We fell in love. It was great. She ends up getting pregnant. And she asks me, this is about a two-year-long relationship. She asked me to marry her.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
As it approached pregnancy, this is about a month out. She's 8 months pregnant at this point. She breaks down and tells me that there's a chance the kid might not be mine.
Whoa!
Oh, no!
So we're already engaged at this point.
Right.
My parents think I'm getting married. My mom loved this girl.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty devastating for everybody, especially me. I had told her I wasn't going to tell anybody. We had talked through it. We had already gotten this far. And if it was my kid, you know, I said, you know, we're going to just make it work.
Yeah, of course.
Turns out it wasn't my kid.
Oh, dude.
And she was dating this guy for, like, probably 4 months. While I was dating her and they were sleeping together regularly.
Right.
And it turned out to be his kid. Well, she marries. I break up with her. It was devastating and blah, blah.
Can we imagine? Sure.
She ends up marrying this guy. Well, now, this is present day, so it's been like 3 years past that. I've recently broken up with a long-term relationship of mine. Not a similar situation at all. We just kind of fell apart. Well, I started texting my ex from years back, who now has a kid and is married. And we've been hanging out. Well, we've been hooking up now at this point. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like garbage, but then at the same time, at this point, now her and her husband or whatever are obviously having issues.
Right.
Right.
And she was telling me that they are thinking about, they haven't done anything, all this stuff, and now I'm in a situation where it's just a really odd situation.
It's very complicated. There's a lot going on.
It's sort of reverse. Yeah, it's like reverse karma in a way. Like this happened to you, so you know how it feels to be cheated on. But now, and now you're in the situation. But it's like, I don't know. It's all very complicated.
Yeah, it's pretty much a mess. And the worst thing is too. Is obviously I know it's not good, but now I'm starting to have feelings for her.
Right. Oh man.
That's like the worst, like the terrible part. And back when this all happened, like after I broke up with her, her baby daddy at the time, they weren't married, he ended up going to jail.
He ended up going to jail for
a 4 month period. And so like during that 4 month period, me and her, like she came to me and comforted me. And we did talk about the idea of maybe us trying to work something out where we can, ultimately I couldn't get over it. And within this little time period, I ended up sleeping with one of my roommates and she ended up finding out about it. And so like, was the main, like, okay, we obviously can't be together. We don't have respect for each other anymore kind of thing.
Sure.
So, so you cheated back.
Yeah.
So you just kind of did the revenge cheating.
This guy that she's been, he's kind of a scumbag, so I don't know. I almost don't feel bad, but like, I do feel bad because they're legitimately married, which means I'm going to be a homewrecker if he finds out. So that's not a great thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you just need to separate yourself from that situation. I know it was probably, I'm making this straight because there's a lot going on here. So I'm trying to keep it all straight. This is the same girl that had the kid, right?
Yeah. Same girl that had the kid. Okay. She originally, had a kid, said it was mine, wasn't mine. Right. And
dude, I'm telling,
we broke up.
I'm telling right now, run. run away. I know it was heartbreaking for you to go through that. I can't imagine what it was like for you to find that out. I mean, she's 8 months pregnant, you're engaged, you're thinking you're moving on to the next step of your life, and then that curveball comes out of nowhere and hits you right in the head. This is the only way you can take it. Take it as the biggest blessing of your life, because now you can just move the F on.
Draw a line under it.
Get away. Get away. It's toxic. It's bad. Dude, I'm telling you, go to therapy. That should be step two, and talk this stuff out, because you're going to have major relationship issues with anyone you see moving forward, because that is traumatic. What you went through is traumatic.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. You hit that right. The reason my last long-term relationship, I had major trust issues.
Dude, you're going to.
Oh, yeah, naturally.
And with what you went through, it's completely understandable.
Yeah.
And it sucks, and it's not your fault, and you are messed up right now. But the fact that you still have a shred of, I still kind of feel bad about this, that's a good sign. There's hope.
Yeah, absolutely.
But remove yourself from that situation. Never speak to her again, because she has nothing but trouble.
She sounds selfish, too. Completely it's her what she wants before anything else.
I'm telling you, remove yourself from that situation and try and move on with your life and try and bounce back from this. That's all you can do. And don't feel guilty. You just got to move on. You got to compartmentalize it is kind of the strategy. And I know it's a big thing to compartmentalize, but you got to try. That's the only way I see this working out positively for you.
You're probably right.
So, take that to heart if you want to. That's just, that's my opinion.
Absolutely. Well, all right, guys. Thank you.